The simple reading of the Gemara and Daf and Gimel on base implies that just like one can have Chazor Terch de Dibur from a Kenyan, and one can have Chazor Terch de Dibur from a Neder and a Shvua, similarly one can also have Chazor Terch de Dibur from an act of Tmura. So this was a problem because Tmura is Chal B'Toes. The Gemara points out in Maseches Nozir at the beginning of Perek Beishamai that there is a machlekes Beishamai Basil regarding Hegdish Toes. Beishamai say Hegdish Toes is Chal, Toes is Mevatel Kinyonim and Gittin Kiddushin and Mekach Memkak. Toes is Mevatel any act that requires Das. If it's done with Toes, it is a lack of Das. Except for Hegdish. That's Beishamai's opinion. Hegdish B'Toes Adi Hegdish. How do they know that? So the Gemara says that they derive it from Tmura. The Tmura is always betois. The fellow said, Harezu Tachazu, thinking that it's going to work. If he would have realized that it's not going to work, he would never have attempted it in the first place. And nonetheless, despite the fact that that it's a tois, the din is v'hoyuhu smarasa yekodesh, the new animal is nitfas b'kedusha. So b'shama you understand the new animal is nitfas b'kedusha because of my hakdosha, because I said, Harezu Tachazu. I bet that was clearly a mistake. I thought it was going to work. If I would have realized it's not going to work, the original Hegdish is going to remain Hegdish, I would never have done the act of Tmur. So you see that Hegdish Toys have a Hegdish. And from Hegdish Toys, the Bishamai extended to Naziris B'Toys. That's why it's in Perek Beishamai in the end of Maseches Nozir. Because the Chumash describes Kodesh Yi Gadol Peres Arosha, the Nozir, is considered like a Kodosh. So the Ned and Naziris is considered an act of Hakdosh. So the Beisil disagree with Beis Shammai, and they say Lo Yafina Tchilas Hegdish Misof Hegdish. That Tmura is Chal B'Toes. That's a special din, but you cannot derive from that that Tchilas Hegdish is also Chal. There are two ways to understand what the Gemara means according to Beis Hillel. What does that mean that the Moida they admit to Beis Shammai, it's a passing Chumash that Tmura is Chal, even though it's always B'Toes. Does that mean that Sof Hegdish Yafin on Mitmura? Any instance of Sof Hegdish, Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that Hegdish Toes Adi Hegdish. They just told that you cannot lay Yafin on, you cannot derive with the Mamatzin at Chilos Hegdish from Sof Hegdish. Sof Hegdish, something is there already. So you're just extending the Kedusha to a new item, or to an additional person, let's say. Hareni Kemoso, if a person is saying a Hatfasa, someone is a Nozer, Rabbi Lafonim, and he says Hareni Kemoso. So that's a hatvasa also. So Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai there that that's Sof Hegdish, the Sof Hegdish Yafinim at Chilos Hegdish. Or maybe the Beis Hillel meant to say a different thing, that the halacha really should have been that the whole Tmura is not Chal at all, because the whole act of Tmura is B'toyas. So the truth of the matter is because of my Das Hakdoshe, the Tmura is not Chal, because it's a Hakdoshe B'toyas. But it's a Knas HaTorah, the Torah declares that the original carbon is Kodesh. I was Magdish the original carbon a month ago, 2 months ago. So the original carbon for sure is Kodesh. Then today I say Harezu Tachazu. So the whole declaration that I said is meaningless, nothing is Chal. Hegdish B'Toes Lai Havi Hegdish. And Tmura is always clearly a mistake. But the Torah imposes a penalty upon me. V'hoyahu v'mheima yomir. If you do that, then we penalize V'hoyahu smarasi yakodesh. Where do you get such an idea that Vayuhu is Marasa Yakodesh, that the new animal is Nitvas Bigdusha as a punishment of the Torah? It's not because I declared it as such. This appears in the Shita Mekubetzes on the first daf in Tmura, and that based on the base. The Gemara there discusses the din of Mufla Samach Liish, that there is a special din in Yoni Hafloa. Yoni Hafloa means Nidorim and Aziris and Hekdashis and Erech and Echarom and things that are Chala Yidei Amira. Ish ki yafli linda neda nozer lahazal Hashem. So Rashi writes, what is yafli? Parley balaz, to speak. Lahaflos, lahafli means to speak. The Rambam has one of the 14 svarim in the Mishnah Torah is Sefer Haflo, has all of Hilchas Shvuas and Aziris and Erchem Acharomin. All the dinam of Amira. And then Hafrasha Strum is also considered a form of Haflo. It's Chalai de Amira. So there is a special din in the area of Inyani HaFloa that a Mufla Samach Liish, even though he's not Bar Mitzvah, has the ability to be Magdish things and to take a Neder and a Shvua. Exactly what does it mean Mufla Samach Liish is the question. The Rambam learns that it means shonim b'li siman. If the girl is 12 years old but she doesn't have shtei saris, or the boy is 13 years old and he doesn't have shtei saris, so that's a din of mufla samach liyish. Tosfos learns in the Gemara, and the Rambam also learns like that, that it goes on a year before bar mitzvah. The year before bar mitzvah, by a girl it means at the age of 11, and by a boy it means at the age of 12, so a year before they become gedolim, if they take a neder, so it says, nedreihem nevdokim. The Gemara has a machlokes, but the mufla samach liyish is a din deraisa, a din derabanan. The Gemara maseches nida, and the Rambam and the Raibit have this machlokes, whether the din of mufla samach liyish is deraisa derabanan. Some Mefarshim on the Rambam point out that it would appear that the Rambam holds one din is deraisa, one din is derabanan. The din of shonim b'li simanim, the din that if the boy is 13, the girl is 12, that the nedarim are binding, from the Rambam would appear that that's what he holds is deraisa. The other din that a year before bar mitzvah, the Dor of Nevdokim, said that the Rambam seems perhaps to hold that that's only the Rabbanon. Anyway, there is an institution of Mufla Samach Liyish that even though the child is not bar mitzvah, and with respect to Kiddushin, with respect to Mekach HaMemkar, he's not considered a bar das, but with respect to Nedarim and Naziris and Afrash Struma, one Tana holds Afrash Struma is the same. Machlek is Hatanai. The Shulchan Aruch says that we treat Hafrash Struma the same as Inyoni Haflor. And another Tana disagrees. Tosfos in Gittin even says the Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni also belongs to this category of Haflor, that a child before Bar Mitzvah, who's a Mufalach Samach Lish, has the ability to make Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. So the so the din is that one is a Mufalach Samach Lish, has the ability to do an act of Haflor. And one form of haflah is to be magdish a behemah. Let's say the child owns an animal. If it doesn't belong to him, ain't on a magdish davish ain't shalai. That's a din pasha. Let's say his father died and he gets a yerusha, and he says, I'm one of the animals, so he's magdish it as a korban to the mizbech. So that's the halacha, that a mufla samach liyish has the ability to declare hegdish. Does the mufla samach liyish have the ability to declare tumurim? What if he says, harezu tachazu? So, would he get malchus? Pashtus is not. Pashtus says he wouldn't get Malkus. He's a lot baronshin. Even if that's the question, if you hold that mufla samach liyish is deraisa, it means that if he takes a neder and he violates the neder, he takes a shur and he violates the shur, he's going to get Malkus. So the Gemara Nida talks about that. So the Pashtus says no. It means if the mufla samach liyish takes a neder and he asks his ice cream on somebody else, and somebody else eats it, and the other person is after bar mitzvah, then the other person will get Malkus. He even if you hold mufla samach liyish is deraisa, but still, bottom line, he's a la baronshin. He's still a katan. He's still a katan al pi pashtus. So the Gemara in the first daf in Tmur, that base on the base, has a discussion. What's the din a mufla samach liyish who has an animal? He got a yerusha from his father. He has an animal. He's magdish the animal, and then he says, "Ana behemas chulin harezu tachazu." Will it become nitvas b'tmura or not? What exactly is this? What are the study has sofik in the Gemara? So the Sheet of Mekubetz is printed on the side of the daf, on that basin Tmura fills in a little bit. Maybe he had that gears in the Gemara, maybe he's explaining on his own. So he says, maybe we should assume that V'hoyu hu smarasi HaKodesh is a knas HaTorah. It's not a real din that his Hakdash is chal. No, B'silo say Hegdish B'tois lo havi Hegdish. It's not chal. The only exception to the rule is Tmura. So maybe Tmura is chal because it's a knas HaTorah. Because he did an Avera, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamarosu v'heimer, yomer. And if you go ahead and you do this Avera, then the Torah penalizes you. So maybe the penalty is only in place by one who's a baronshin. Maybe a mufla samchish is not a baronshin. Maybe it's not fair. Maybe it's not right that you should introduce a penalty in his case.
Maybe in the Mishnah tomorrow when it says, Amar lo rabbi kiva v'alokar namar v'hayahu usmaraso yiyakodesh. So he's... So if this isn't the base of the alam, then this katan would, I mean, wouldn't be like Mekach Memkar, is violent. How could a katan be have any violence to it?
Katan cannot buy this, he can't sell, he can't transfer the violence to someone else. He doesn't have das. If his father dies, he gets a Yerusha, he could be a multi-billionaire. The cotton could have money. Tosfos just finds a problem. How do you have a ger cotton? who has money. How is that possible? Once he's nizar, he's got related. He's not related to his father anymore, the goy. So Gershon is got cotton shenal dam. So how did he get the Yerusha? So Tosis answers: the ger cotton got first. His father died, then he got the Yerusha, and then he converted. After he got the Yerusha, then he converted. But you can have a child who has property.
So he owned it, but he can't turn it into a tamura.
No, Hegdish you can make. If he's a mufla samach liyish, so you can make Hegdish. So the Gemara raises the question, once he declared an animal as a korban, now can he say harezu tachazu? The act of declaring, he can say. The question is, the act of declaring tamura is like an act of hakdosha, so should that be chal? So the Gemara is not sure whether that should apply to mufla samach liyish. So the Shidim Kubetze suggests that the reason why not is because the kedusha that's chal on the behemoth tamura is not because of his hakdasha, it's rather as a knas ha-Torah. The Torah is punishing the man who violated the avera of lo yachlifenu. So maybe the cotton on mufla samach liyish is a la baronshin. Maybe the Torah doesn't penalize it. We had a Rambam. The Rambam, as explained by the Kes Mishnah and Hilchas Erchem v'Charom and Perek Bava, so the Rambam writes explicitly that that Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai by Sof Hekdash. The Rambam talks about a case, a person, let's say, has a carbon, and he thought that he was a multimillionaire. He used to be a multimillionaire. He just lost all of his riches today, but he doesn't realize it. All of his investments went down, and now he's penniless. And he has five animals. So he says on the one animal, that's a shlamim, harizukazu. He says on all the five animals, zukazu. They should all be like the one. So that's not tmura, harezu tachazu, that's tmura, harezukazu, that's hatfasa. So we're used to thinking about hatfasa in the area of nedarim. A person takes a neder not to eat the cookies, then he says the potato chips should be the same as the cookies. That's one kind of hatfasa. Or a person says the potato chips should be the same as a korban, and there's a korban in front of him. There's one kind of hatfasa, chefze b'chefze. There's a korban in front of him, and he says harezukazu. Another kind of atfasa, he says in abstract, let this be like a korban oila, let this be like a korban chatas, let this be like a korban shlomin. So there's atfasa in the abstract chal Hashem ha-korban, or there's atfasa in cheftza b'cheftza, if there's an object munach lefonov. So the Rambam writes, if a person is being very generous, he thought that he has another 5 million animals in the Midwest and so on in South America. He used to be a multi-billionaire, and he just lost all of his riches today. They still didn't notify him of the bad news. So he says, Harry, zukazu, one animal is carbon. And then he said, this should be like that. So he's making a soft tamura, he's making a hatfasa. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara, the beginning of Nedarim, that not only is there hatfasa by Nedarim, it's even hatfasa by Hegdish as well. That's a Beferish Gemara. So the Rambam sounds like he says, when you say zukazu, the hatfasa is chal, even though it's a mistake. Even though if I didn't realize that I just lost all of my riches, and these five behemoth chulin are all that I possess. And if I would have realized that's all I have, I wouldn't give them away to Hegdish.
But that's the ta'us of Nahum Amari, when they were coming back from the Golah, they saw the Beis Mikdash, but they made a
Neder Nezirus,
and they didn't know the Beis Mikdash was.
Right. So similar over here. Similar thing over here.
So if we learn.
Mishnah describes that at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, one of the Tanoim had accepted Neder Nezirus, and then he was on his way to Yerushalayim at the end of the 30 days to bring the Korbanos. Then lo and behold, he sees that there is no Yerushalayim, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. So if he would have known that there was no Beis HaMikdash, he would never have taken the Neder Nezirus in the first place, because he's stuck for life. The only way the Nazir can terminate the Neder Nezirus is if he brings the Korbanos at the end of the 30 days, or the 60 days, however, or the 50 days, however long the Neder Nezirus was, has to be a minimum of 30 days. Can't anything longer than 30 days. So the Mishnah discusses that. That they took a Neder B'tois. They didn't realize that it's going to be endless. It's going to be unending. If you can't bring the Karbonis at the end of the Nezirus, so he's stuck for life. So here also, the fellow didn't realize that this is his whole possession. He lost all of his wealth. And this is all he possesses of these five behemoths. And he says, Zukazu. So because Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam, simple Pshat and the Rambam, that Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Tois Avi Hegdish, the Sof Hegdish, they only disagree, but Tchilas Hegdish. So the Rambam seems to learn that the Pshat and the institution of Temura is the way Bisilu said, that the Hakdasha makes it Chal, not that it's a penalty, not that it's a Knas HaTorah. The Torah declares that the Hekdash is Chal, that the person was Magdashit. And despite the fact that he was Magdashit B'Toyas, we say that Hekdash Toyas Havi Hekdash. So that's the problem. If Hekdash Toyas Havi Hekdash B'Sof Hekdash, and the Tmur is created because he wanted to make a Tmur, and Tmur B'Toyas is Chal. So how does the Gemara say that Chazara Tech Kedidiba works? How is that possible? Chazara Tech Kedidiba, we always learn Pshat in the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Pei Zayin, Omer Aleph, that you can always back out by Nedorim and Shavuos and Mekech HaMemkar, Matonis, you can always back out, because if you back out Terech HaDibur, you convert your initial act of Mechira, or Neder HaShavua, into a Maisa B'Toyis. But over here by Temura, Temura B'Toyis is Chal. So how can you have Chazara Terech HaDibur? The simple reading of our Gemara is that you can back out from Temura, Terech HaDibur. The Gemara just says that Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah in Temura, Rabbi Yossi says that Nim Lach, if he backs out Terech HaDibur, that's not valid. So the Gemara says that's Terech HaDibur Gadol. Two kinds of Terech HaDibur. If it would have been a Terech HaDibur Katan, namely Kedei Sheilas Rav LeTalmid, Shalom Alecha, the amount of time that it takes to pronounce five syllables, then Rabbi Yossi would agree that you can back out by Temura. But because he's talking about a Terech HaDibur Gadol, a longer Terech HaDibur Kedei Sheilas Talmid LeRav, the seven syllables, so that's why he has. That's why Rabbi Yossi holds that Terech HaDibur can't back out. But if it would have been really Terech HaDibur, he wouldn't be able to back out. But that's the chapela. How can it be? If the whole idea of Chazara Terech HaDibur is based on declaring it as a toyes, you pull out the das and it's left like a kinyan or a mekach hamemka without any das. So over here by Temura, it's always beli das. It's always chal, even though it's a mistake. That's the pella. But we suggested that we have that pella dikki gemara that Tosis says doesn't fit in with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says about the fellow who ripped Kriya thinking that his relative had died already. Then he comes to the realization he didn't die yet, but the relative dies Terech HaDibur after the person rips Kriya. So the Gemara says if he dies Terech HaDibur, it's good. So what is that all about? So you have to say in that Gemara that there is no requirement. You see Mefurish in Gemara? There is no requirement that one must rip Kriya after the death of the relative. You only yotze the Kriya if you rip after the Mechayiv, and the Mechayiv of Kriya is after the death of the person. You see, if the Gemara is not so, the Gemara talks about the fellow ripped Kriya before the relative died, but since he dies, Terech HaDibur of the other ones ripping Kriya, so he's Yotze with that. So you see that Terech HaDibur just means that it's considered Bevas Achas. The Halacha just says if the person rips Kriya before the other person died, then you're not Yotze. If he rips Kriya simultaneous with the death, you see, if more than you yaitze, Terech HaDibur is considered simultaneous. Aye, but it's not so. It's bezach hazeh. So you have to decide what's the smallest unit of time that Allah is going to be reckoning with, smallest unit of time that we consider significant. And less than that, if two things happen, even though they clearly happened A and then B in a certain order, we declare it as if everything happened with asachas, because less than that unit of time, we don't consider halachically. So that's what you have to say, that in order to fulfill the Chiyuv Kriya, it's not necessary dafka that the person should die, the Chodesh should die, and I should become a Chiyuv to rip the Kriya, and then I fulfill the Kriya by ripping afterwards. No. Even if he rips time-wise, he rips before, but if Alpidin, it's considered Bevasachas, that you see from Gemara, that you yaitz him. So if that's the word, that the Terech HaDibur is considered Bevasachas, there's such a similar word in Tosfos and Yevamos. The Gemara is discussing there the context of any sechal alisa, that if something is also already, then if later on another isa creeps up, so the second isa is not chal. There are exceptions to the rule. If it's an isa kodlal or an isa moisif, or if it's an isa basachas, if the two isurim are chal basachas, then they're both chal. Heimin ayum afkis. You can't throw either one of them out. Why should you choose A over B? Why should you choose B over A? So if they're both chal simultaneously, then Isa Basachas, they're both chal. So Gemara gives an example of an Isa Basachas. A Kohen is Tohor, and he has all of his limbs, and he's able to be Makor Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash accidentally, and then we have a very sharp knife, which is Tomei. So whoever touches that knife becomes Tomei. So this Kohen accidentally cuts off his thumb on the knife. So the Gemara says he became a balmum, missing a whole thumb. it became a balmum, and it became tamei. The knife was tamei. So when I touch it, I become tamei also. So I become a kohen tamei, and I become a balmum both simultaneously. So you can't say ein yisur chal al yisur. How can the yisur balmum be chal on top of the yisur tumah? He first became tamei, and only later he became a balmum. He became a balmum simultaneously with becoming tamei. So therefore, the both prohibitions are chal. There's two yisurim achal b'vasachas. So Tosfos asks on that Gemara, but we know it's not so. We know when you touch a sharp knife, first you touch it logically. First you touch it, and then a second later, if you put your whole thumb on top of it, so you'll lose your finger. So you'll cut off your finger. So the cutting off of the finger has to happen after the touching. First you touch it on the outside of the finger, and then it cuts through the whole finger. So right there, it's an Issa Bezeh Hazeh. So how does the Gemara call it the Issa Basacha? So Tosfos says it's such an insignificant amount of time in between the touching and the cutting off of the thumb, that that's also considered bevasachas. What does it mean, insignificant amount of time? So the pashtus is that if two things occur, terk de dibra of each other, so the halacha considers that as if they happen simultaneously. Because the smallest unit of time that we consider api halacha is the shir kidei shelas rav la talmud. Turkedim. Yeah, in our Gemara, how did we get involved in this? Why did they quote Temura in the middle of Bava Kama? What's going on here? Oh, the Gemara 9 Gimel and Aleph had a machlekes Rabbi Yosi Nachachomim, an original pair of witnesses testified about a ganav that ganav v'tovach or ganav v'mochar. And they tell the Haggadah of the two stories Turk de Dibra of each other. The Gemara says if they would have told the two stories not Turk de Dibra, one on Monday they come and they say that Gonav on Sunday. And then on Thursday they come and they testify that Mochar on Wednesday. So if they would have told the two stories at two different times and then the Huzmu on the story of Tovach or Mochar, so Al Meshu Huzmu, Huzmu Al Meshu Lo Huzmu, Lo Huzmu. So we would make the Ganav pay Karen Vekefo, because the Eidim were never Huzmo on that. And we assume that they're telling the truth. And the Tovach HaMacha, because they were Huzmo, so on that, that will punish them, will make them pay Beis V'Gimel to the Ganav, that they're claiming that he did such terrible things. He's not only Chayv Karen Vekefo, he's even Chayv Dala Behei. So that part is not true. So if they gave two different Haggadah Seders, they gave a Haggadah Seders on Monday telling what the Ganav did on Sunday, that Ganav. They give a second Haggadah Seders on Thursday as to what the Ganav did on Wednesday, that Tovach or Mochar. And then we're mazim them only on the Tovach or Mochar, so Al Meshu Huzma Huzma, Al Meshu Lo Huzma Lo Huzma, so we'll make the Ganav pay care of the Kefal. But the Gemara says, what if they testify the two stories, Ganav and Tovach, Ganav and Mochar, Bevasachas? So then the Gemara says, if it's Terke de Dibra, then it's a Machleg Sabyasi Nachachamim. When you say Terke de Dibra, Kedibra Domi, so Eidu Shabbat Mitzos about Lukula, or Terke de Dibra is Lav Kedibra Domi. So there are two ways to view what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Is the Machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama, when you say Terke de Dibra, Kedibra Domi? Rabbi Yosi holds that you say Terke de Dibra, Kedibra Domi. The Chachamim would have agreed with Rabbi Yosi that there is a din of Eidish Abat Maksas Abat Lukula, but they deny that there's such an institution of Turk Dibra Kedibra Domi. So they say that the Eidus on the Gnev and the Eidus on the Tficha do not blend in to be considered as one Eidus, that you should say Eidish Abat Maksas Abat Lukula. It's like Moshe Lamahadavadim. That man tells five different stories about five different people in the city. This one is Machal Shabbos Behasros, and he deserves Tfila. The other one deserves Malkus. The other one is Chayv Chatos. The other one is Chayv Knas. The fifth one is Chayv Mamon. Five different stories that are unrelated. So you can't say Batla Mikzalsa Batla Kula. So that's a Shaila. What exactly is the point of dispute over here between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim? Rabbi Yosi holds that you say Eidusha Batla Mikzalsa Batla Kula. The Chachamim say that the Ganav pays Karen V'Kefal and the Eidim have to pay the base V'Gimel. That's the Shaila. What exactly are they fighting about? Are they fighting about, are they arguing whether Turk de Dibra Kedibra Domi? Or they all agree that Turk de Dibra is Kedibra Domi, they just argue whether Eid Zamim Lamafreya Hunifsa, so therefore it's Shach to say Batam Iksosa Batla Kula. It's a mimikana lahabo nifsol, so it's not shaykh bulchal to say batal mitzos, batal kush. So these were the two pshatim that the Gemara gave over here. What exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? So then the Gemara said, but don't you have a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi? In Rabbi Yossi and Amad Aleph, he's the one that says batal mitzos, batal kula. So you see, it would appear that, in other words, if the Edom of Huzma, they said, Hagod, they say this Terkledibah, Gona, Betovah. A Gona, Vamacha, they said the whole thing Terkledibah. Rabbi Yossi holds Terkledibah, Kedibah, Dami is considered one Hagod. They say this, if the Huzmu, Ala Tvicha, or Ala Mechira, turns out that that's just not true. So the Rabbi Yossi says, Bat Mitzos, Bat Lakula, But the witnesses testified that Ganav, also you don't accept their testimony. So the Gemara says, this is a contradiction to the other Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in Temurah says that once you declare Temurah, you cannot back out even to Kedei Dibur. Apparently he thinks the Chacham say you can't back out, and he holds he can't back out. Why? He holds that Ter Kedei Dibur is Lav Kedei Dibur Domi. So over here by the Gona B'Tovach, it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds that Terk de Dibur is Kedibah Domei. It's been to get to two different issues. At Gona B'Tovach, we're discussing the topic of Eidu Shabbat Mekzal Sabbat L'Kula, which has to be Terk de Dibur Kedibah Domei. Here we're talking about a different Shaila. That backing out from Temurah. So if Terk de Dibur Kedibah Domei, you would have been able to back out from the Temurah. So that was the Gemara's contradiction. So the Gemara, how does the Gemara answer it? Gemara says, there are two kinds of Terk de Dibur. If it's Kedei Shelas, Talmud L'Rav, which is a longer Terk de Dibur, so that's Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi. Does not believe in that. But if it's Terk de Dibur of Kedei Shelas, Rav L'Talmud, the shorter version, so there the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi would hold from the din of Terk de Dibur Kedibah Domi. Yeah, so what is again? What's the Terk de Dibur that enables the person to back out from an act of Temurah? That's what we pose the problem. The Ramam has the Girsa there in the Gemara in the end of Nedorim, about Pezayin, that Terk de Dibur Kedibah Domi chutz memigadeif and oivet avadizor, that we have also the Girsa, and chutz mimeimer. By Temurah you cannot back out Terk de Dibur. So that makes a very good sense that we would understand very well, because Temurah is always Chal B'Toyes. It's Sof Hegdish and it's Chal B'Toyes. So therefore, if Nimlach, if a person takes a neder and he backs out, he makes a kinyan and he backs out, why is it that it normally the halacha gives him the ability to back out? Because we declare the original neder, or we declare the original kinyan, as if it were a kinyan b'tois. Yes, a by tmurah, tois doesn't mevatl. So this, so the Ramam, we understand. How do we understand the Gemara? So we explain that the Gemara, you have to say that it's considered bevasachas. So it's considered as if he said harezet tmurah v'sara tmurah shlamim, as if he said them both bevasachas. So if he would have said it both bevasachas, so they would have both been chal. So here also, even though he says it b'zeh hazeh, terk de dibur of each other, that's considered as if he said b'vasachas. Terk de dibur is the smallest unit of time that the halacha recognizes. So it's considered as if he said both b'vasachas. He says both b'vasachas, so they're both chal. Or if he said both b'vasachas in a way that he wants to back out from what he said originally. So it's considered as if he contradicted himself. He says, I raise it tomorrow shlomim and I change my mind. So then if he changes his mind, so it's not that it's a glowing Muslim affair that it was betois. No, betois isn't going to cancel tomorrow. It's just that the tomorrow is chal aide amire, aide dibur, and the dibur has a tie to the sasri. He says, I raise it tomorrow shlomim, and then he says, I change my mind. I don't want it to be a tomorrow shlom. So the stira panimis minei bay. That's correct.
So that's another measurement of the unit of time, but that explains that it's talking about Teva and the orbits.
Harifayin maybe is the same as Terk de Dibur. Could be.
Or say that the Terk de Dibur is regarding what you can speak. I'm a Dabit.
Could be Harifayin is also a shear of Tech Didiva. More never says how much is Harifayin.
The coin could also become something from the Aver that was cut off.
He could become Tomei from touching his own Aver. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I think the Gemara is talking about he becomes Tomei by touching the knife. The knife is Tomei.
So what size?
That's what Tesis is. What?
What size of a cut wound does he need to make a wound? Coin shalaka bats ba'o.
Uh-huh.
So would it be enough to cut off an Aver that would make a Tomei? Whether it be the knife or the Aver? There's two reasons to become so you have three reasons. It becomes a bamboo, neat mouth from the sack, from the sacking, and also from the
have to see in the Gemara what they're talking about. I think the Gemara is talking about nitma from the sack, and I don't think the Gemara is talking about nitma from touching the Eiv Menachai. But it is true. One who touches an Eiv Menachai from his own body, once it's detached from my body and I touch it, I become Tomei. If I still have the Eiv Menachai hanging, let's say my finger is hanging, and it's not going to, the blood circulation is not going to be restored. It's an irreversible cessation of the flow of blood. So then that Eid Menachai is not yet metame, because man is still attached to the body. Yeah, once I detach it, right? Mara says that those people used to rip off an Erev Pesach, the cholim, who had limbs falling off in their body, used to rip off the Eid Menachai in such a way that they wouldn't touch it. They would put the Eid Menachai under a big boulder, then they would start walking away, and then the skin would rip. If they would cut it off with a knife, so then they would become Tomei on Erev Pesach, so they wouldn't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So they would do it in a more elegant fashion. Put it under the big heavy stone. That's a Mishnah somewhere? Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the sixth exception to the rule that the Rambam had we mentioned yesterday, and Tesis in Menachos has like that, and the Aleph on the base. The sixth exception to the rule was Hegdish. That Hegdish, the Rambam says he cannot have Chazara Tech Didi, but that's a Pelet, but Tois is Mavatl Hegdish. The reason for Hegdish is not going to be the same reason as Tamura. Tamura we understand very well, because Tamura is Chalpe Tois. So what should I have to talk about Chazara Tech Didi? Chazara Tech Didi accomplishes that I declare it as if it had been a Tois, but Tois is not Mavatl Tamura. But Tois is Mavatl Hegdish, we passed. So why the Rambam hold you cannot have Chazara Tech Didi? So Tosfos wrote, because Amirosa Lagavoyas Kimsirosa Lahed Yatomi. So the Shach quotes that Tosfos in Choshen Mishpat, and he has the kasha. But Misirosa Lahed Yamamish, he can back out Tech Deidimo. So why did Tosfos say you cannot back out by Hegdish because it's the equivalent of Misirosa Lahed Yat? So we suggested a pshat based on the Avne Miluim. The Ran and the Dorim, on this Gemara, and that Pezainim and Aleph, when the Gemara says, you can always back out Tech de Dibur from a Neder, from a Shvue, from a Kechamemka, from a Matone. Even if I gave you the Matone, the Yad Liad, I gave you the Matone, I can back out Tech de Dibur. Except for Git Mikdushin. So the Ran explains the reason why is the following, that if a person backs out Tech de Dibur, it's a Gloy Muslim Afriya, he didn't really have such a Deir Shlema. He wasn't fully, he didn't have a full Das when he made the Kenyan in the first place, and when he took the net in the first place. If he would have had a full Das, how is it possible that he backs out Tech de Dibur? So the fact that he backs out, it's a Gloy Muslim affair, there was a lack of Das in the first place. The Ran seems to hold that there is no such halacha of Chazor Tech de Dibur. It's just a psychological umdana. This is Achir Sof Al Tchilosa, that there's a lack of Das over here. But then the Ran explains, why is it that by Gittin Kedushin is different? Everything goes with psychology in this Ran. So the Ran explains, because in Gitni Kedushin it's such a serious issue, it doesn't make sense that people should enter themselves to try to do a Gitni Kedushin if they're not doing it Balek Shalom. To sell merchandise, or to give a gift, or to take a Neder or a Shavua, people a lot of times are not thinking so much. So they rush quickly to make a Kinyan, or to give a Matana, or to make a Neder or a Shavua, then they back out right away. So the backing out right away is that there was a lack of dust. But by Gitni Kedushin, because it's so serious, more serious, the issue of getting married or getting divorced is more serious than dealing in money. More serious than taking the Dor Mishpat. So people would not joke around over there. So even if he backs out Tehta Deep, he cannot say that it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that he never meant it. He never had a full degree of Das at the time that he gave the get to the time that he did the Kiddush. How can it be? People are very serious there. So it could be that so that's how the Ran explains that everything is with psychology. There is no such din of Chazor Tehta Deep, but whenever he back out Tehta Deep, it's a Hechoche, that there was a lack of Das in the first place, and make it in Kiddush, and that Svaragat doesn't apply. So they say there was a Deir Shleim in the first place. The Avne Miluim says along the same lines as Iran, but he tries to elevate it to one Madrega high. Instead of saying that there's no halacha at all of Chazor Tehta Dibur, he says no, that it's there is a din, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. He expressed, we know there is a din of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, it's a different thing in the Gemara, the first daf in the third parak in Kedushin. Gemara talks about a situation. A man gave a ring to a girl. He said, Hare Amakudeshesli, as of June 1st. So then the Gemara says he can back out any time in between today and June 1st. Kozman that the Kiddushin didn't take effect. He can back out. Or the same thing a get, or the same thing a matonet. Whenever a person does a maisa with a delayed reaction, makes a maisa now, the chalos is going to be later. So then you say, Osi dibo mevatel dibo. If he expresses das later, he can back out from the das that he expressed earlier. So that even works. Osi dibo mevatel dibo is even if it's not terpede dibo. He's backing out 2 months later. Today is December. He says, Harem Kodeshesli, he gives her a ring today. He says, Harem Kodeshesli, as of June 1st. So he can back out. And then at the end of May, he can still back out. Osi dibo mevatel dibo. So the Avne Miluim wants to use a lashon. Osi dibo mevatel dibo explains how there's an institution of Chazara Terkadei Dibur. Chazara Terkadei Dibur is also Asi Dibur Mvatul Dibur. He originally expressed his Das on the case, on the Mekech HaMemkar, or on the Matone, or on the Neder and the Shvu, and then he backs out Terkadei Dibur, so the Das that he expresses later has the ability to cancel and to neutralize the Das that he expressed earlier. Asi Dibur Mvatul Dibur, the later expression of Das, can contradict the earlier expression of das. So Bamed Varmamurim Davne Muloim says that's only an ene in Kolatar Kula with the das that's needed from Mekech HaMemkar, and the das that's needed from the Dor Mishvuas is a lower level of das. But if it's a situation of Gitmi Kiddushin where the das that's required is a higher level of das, then you can't say Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. The later das that expresses Tehdei Dibur should invalidate and neutralize the das that expressed the Terkadei Dibur Ago, Terkadei Dibur Ago. The Das, no. Because the Das Gitmi Kiddushin is a higher level of Das. And the backing out Das, the Das Chazar, is a lower level of Das. So in order to apply Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, you have to have the same high level of Das. So that's how the Avne Miluim learns that Gemara. Along the lines of the Ran, that Gitmi Kiddushin is more serious than Mekech HaMemkar, which in turn is more serious than the Dor Mishvuas, but not like the Ran that everything goes with an umdinim, but rather with saying the same thing in fancy words, a little more elegant that it's all dinim, it's halacha. So if you say like that, then there's room to argue the point and say that hegdish is chal, amirosu lagavoy kimsirosu lehedyidami hegdish is chal bedibur alone, there's no need for any maisa whatsoever. So it could be that the das that's needed for hegdish is a higher level of das. The fact that that das accomplishes kinyan causes that the item that I want to donate to Hegdish, let's say I donate the furniture, I donate an automobile to Berek Abayis. So the fact that it's the Hakdosh is Chal B'dibur alone should perhaps serve as an indication that that needs a higher level of Das. Yes, if you need a higher level of Das, then we can understand why the Gemara says you cannot back out Terkadei Dibur. The Rambam has the gears in the Gemara that one cannot back out by Hegdish Terkadei Dibur. The problem is, how can you say on the one hand that Hegdish needs a higher level of Das, similar to Gitmi Kiddushin, if on the other hand we were talking about Mufla Samach Liyish, and the Gemara quotes a Tosefta in Nida, where it says in Feresh that a Mufla Samach Liyish does have the ability to be Magdish, both Lebedeka Bais and Lemizbech, either case. So Mufla Samach Liyish is an indication that Das Haflo is a lower level of Das, it's easier. And there is a din of Hataris and Dorman Hegdish. If someone is Magdish something, and later on he realizes that he made a little mistake, so he can make a Hataris and Dorman on the Neder. So these two institutions, institution of Hataris and Dorman, and the institution of Mufla Samach Liyish, both indicate in the same direction that Das Haflo, Das Hegdish, belongs in the category of Das Haflan. It's a lower level of Das, not that it's a higher level of Das. All of a sudden over here, the Rambam with that Taisus and Menachah seem to be driving at this point that it's a higher level of Das. It's a Chastira Gluya. That it needs a higher level of Das than Mekta Chamemka. It needs a higher level of Das. How can it be? That's a Pella. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, that what? The Gemara Nozir, the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, lo yapin on Tchilas Hekdesh, Misav Hekdesh.
That wouldn't
work by Tchilas Hekdesh. You could back out. You would be able to back out by Hekdesh. The Gemara is bestowing that you can. Yeah. Beis Shammai hold you cannot back out. Beis Hillel said that you can. So that Gemara in the Dharm, that Gemara Nozir is against the Rambam. Yeah. Like this Gemara contradicts the Rambam by the Tmura, our Gemara is beferish, that there is Chazor HaTech Le'Dibur by Tmura, if it's the right Tech Le'Dibur. So that Gemara in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai is beferish also against the other Rambam. The Gemara says that, can you have Chazor from a Hakdosh Tech Le'Dibur or not? So the Gemara says, it depends on Machlag Beis Shammai Bisil. According to Beis Hillel, that Hegdish Toes is not a Hegdish, so you can have Chazor Tech Le'Dibur. Mashenikin, according to the Bishamai, that Hegdish Tos Avi Hegdish, so it's not Shachtav Chazar, Tech De Dibur. So Gemara says, no, we pass like Bisilo, that Hegdish Tos Lo Avi Hegdish, so there is Chazar, Tech De Dibur, by Hegdish. Right. The two Gemaras are against the two Rambams. The Rambam says that both by Hegdish and by Tmura, you cannot have Chazar, Tech De Dibur. They're both against the Gemaras. That's a Pella. Then the Gemara all of a sudden introduces a topic. It sounds like it's a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. It starts off Rava, and then Abaye is picking on Rava a little bit. So yeah, we're not sure exactly what Abaye really disagrees halacha l'maisa with Rava, or maybe he's just slugging up, maybe he's just digging up with his rayas. The Tosis is not sure. They're not sure whether Abaye is disagreeing halacha l'maisa with Rava. But later on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara has a clear cut machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar. Machlag Sabiechan and Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara says this is what they're arguing about. So what Nakuda are they arguing about? What exactly? What is the Machlag Sabai Verabba? What is the Machlag Sabiechan and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yochanan? Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan. Abai Verabba were Chaverim. They were classmates. Yeah. So what is it that they're fighting about? They're arguing about whether Hakchosha Tchilas Hazome, Hakchosha Lav Tchilas Hazome. What is that all about? What does it mean? Hakchosha Tchilas Hazome. In order for Edom to be punished with Vasisim like Hashazomam, the Mishnah says in the first parak in Makkah, Edom Edom Nasim Zomim Machigom Radin Apim. You have to have that it should be Nigmar Adin. So how do you visualize the case? Edom come on Monday and they tell the whole story that what happened on Sunday. And they say someone, if they say he's Machal Shabbos on Sunday, he won't be Chayv Misa. Okay, he says, Zoyvet Avedizor, Bo Alei Shishish on Sunday. Shay. It's Chayv Misa. The guy's screaming bloody murder, there is no such thing, they're lying. Okay, we don't know. So we make a Gmar Din, that we're going to give this person the death penalty based on the Edom. And then, after the Gmar Din, then who's Mu? Then we're mazim the Eidim. A kat comes and they're mazim the Eidim. If the kat comes to be mazim the Eidim before Nigmar Din Apim, then the Mishnah says they don't get the punishment of Kasha Zama. Ein Eidim nasim zemimim ad shigom adin apim. How do you know? Because it says you give the punishment Kasha Zama nefesh benefesh. Since they killed the person, so we give them the death penalty. So on the one hand, it sounds like nefesh benefesh because they succeed in killing the person. On the other hand, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, that the Hargu ain't rogim. If they succeeded in killing the fellow, they don't get the punishment. So how do you read the pshat and the pasuk nefesh? But nefesh gemar means after the gemar din, after the bezna makes a gemar din, then the nidon is considered a gavra ketila. So that's considered as if they had already killed him. And then once you say by din and nefashis like that, that the edim zemim only get the punishment if it was nigma din al pihem, so then Tanoim understand the same is true regarding Malkus, and the same is true regarding Mammon, that you only give the punishment of Asis Mela Kasha Zanam if it's nigma din al pihem. So that's clear in the Gemara. That's a Mishnah in the first parak in Makkos, that you only get the Edom only get the punishment of Akasha Zamam if it's Nigma Din Alpina. What happens if you had Nigma Din, the witnesses testified that Reuven is Chayv Misa, Chayv Malkus, Chayv Mamon, whatever, and then it's Nigma Din Alpiyim, and then before we had a chance to be Mazim the Edom, something comes up and it cancels Nigma Din. Cancels the effectiveness of the Gemara Din. What could possibly come up? Let's say Edom Shuhukhu Shubenefesh. First, another pair of Edom come. The original two Edom say that Reuven is Chayiv Misa because he's Avid Avid Izar, because he's Baal Eish Yisish, because Mechal Shabbos. Come another two Edom before they're Mazim, the first pair of Edom. The other two Edom say, it's not true. We were there and the whole story is not true. You're lying. So if it's a Trey Utrey, even though it already was Nigma Din Apiyim, well, it's going to be a trade trace. The Bezin is not going to act on it. They're not going to give the Kiyum Ho'inash. Not going to give him the Malkus. Not going to make him pay the Mammon. Even though there was no Hazama, there was only Hakasha. Trade trace is Suffolk. So then Rav now raises a question. What happens if first we were Makrish the Edim, Hukrishu, but the Besov Huzmu, and later on we're Mazin the Edim? So maybe the only time to give the punishment of Kasha Zammam, the whole punishment of Kasha Zammam is a Chiddush. The Gemara said earlier, my chos is the Sais Lahani. Sais Lahani, that was on Ayin Beis on the base. So maybe this Chiddush, that we believe the second pair of Edom over the first pair of Edom, maybe that's only when it's relevant to be Mekabel Edom of the second Kat Edom to cancel the effectiveness of the Gemara Din. The Bezin already made a Gemara Din that so-and-so is going to get the death penalty, he's going to get Malka, he's going to pay Mom and Echnas, whatever it is. And now, another Kat Edom comes and says, "Hold, stop the music, hold it, don't give him the punishment, don't give any Einish, it's not true." So once Bezin is Mekabel Edis of the second Kat to reverse the Gemara Din, so then, agav reversal of the Gemara Din, we also give a Gemara Din on the first Kat Edom, Asis Mela Kasha Zamam. But what happens if we've already reversed the Gemara Din on the Nidon? We already reversed the Gemara Din because it's Hukhashu, because it's a Trey Utrey. Or the first Kat Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks into Bezin, Boharik Baraglum. So we see that the whole story is not true. So since we've already reversed the Gemara Din, so maybe since now it's not relevant to be Mekabel the Edus of the second Kat for Hazama purposes to save the Nidon, so maybe you have no right to give Kasha Zamam. Maybe you only give Kasha Zamam if first you're Mekabel the Edus of the Mezimim of the second Kat for the purpose of reversing the Gemara Din. Why in the world should anybody in his right mind say like that? So that's a Machlekes Habay Berave here and I Gimel Mez. That's Machlekes Habayach and Rav Lozer. And I dalam in base. Why should one be led or misled to say such an idea? We happen to paskin like Rav, Edom Shuhuk Chushul B'Sof Huzmu are Narogin. You do get Kasha Zamam. Why should anybody think that there should be no Kasha Zamam? So that's what we built up a whole case based on what Rav Naftali Trop said on Daf Dalit. Rav Naftali was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin, in the Chofetz Chaim's Yeshiva, where Dr. Belkin studied. So Dr. Belkin once told us that hardly anybody understood Rav Naftali Shira. There were two or three people, yeah, the others didn't understand. He said, "You boys are so fortunate. Rav Soloveitchik explains everything, and many more boys understand." But he said, "Rav Soloveitchik has this bug in his head. He thinks that he's such a good speaker, he's such a good explainer. He thinks that even the walls understand." He would sometimes scream. When the boys didn't know they didn't understand the shiur that he gave on Yeridei, so he would scream, "The walls know the Yeridei already." The Rav would scream, "Yeah, the walls heard the Yeridei 10 times. The students only heard it the first time, so why it's not fair that he's screaming?" So that's what Dr. Belkin said. Your Rebbe has a shtickle chisar, and he thinks that he's such a good Baal Mazbe that everyone understands. He said, "There's some students who just won't understand. Even if you'll explain 1,000 times, they won't understand." He said, "It's more than what it was by Rav Naftali. Hardly anybody understood what Rav Naftali was talking about." But still, okay. So whenever Dr. Belkin would say shir, once a year he would give a public shir on Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna's yard site. In the early years he gave a shir in the yeshiva, a regular shir. Originally Dr. Belkin was a magid shir in the yeshiva. And then they drafted him to be the president, so that was, he gave shir another couple of years, and that was the end of the shir. That was the end of giving shiur. And the lady is, you only gave a shiur, Amitz Kohanaz Yotze, and Chavav Adar Sheni. And Chavav Adar. So every year, whatever we were learning, he would say over a shiur for Rav Naftali. It would always be in print. He would always say over one of the printed shiur. So Tam, that's all. Tam Rav Naftali, said over from the Rebbe. So Rav Naftali has a comment on the Tesis and Avdalit. Tesis says there, and the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are four of us Nezikin. Then the Brisa says that there are 13 of us Nezikin. The Gemara quotes another Brisa that there are 24 of us Nezikin. One of the of us Nezikin is Edim Zemimim. Tesis wants to know, why is it called of us Nezikin? Edim Zemimim was, they attempted to make a Hefzid. Nezikin means that they actually made a Hefzid mind. They were mazik, the other person is mazik. So Tosis raises a question. We have a din, kasha zaman v'loy kasha rosa. If the witnesses attempted to give the death penalty but didn't succeed, then we mazim then basism la kasha zaman, we give them the death penalty. But if they actually succeeded in administering the death penalty, then we don't give the punishment of kasha zaman. So Tosis raises the question, if we're going to carry this over to Malkus and carry it over to Mammon, so it comes out, if the witnesses attempted to be mafsid moment to the party, then you mazim them, but they never actually succeeded in being mafsid the moment, then you'll give kasha zaman punishment. But if they actually succeeded in making and pay the money, kasha zaman v'la kasha rasa, then there's no punishment of kasha zaman. So Tesis says, so how can you call it avos nezikin? The Edim Zaymimim are one of the 24 avos nezikin. So Tesis says, it's not a hezek, it's an attempted hezek. Bedafke, if there was a hezek, then you don't pay. It's only a fluke of a din, a strange din, because they attempted to be mafsid. So Tosis says, no, even though by Misa, the klal is, and by Tosis thinks that by Malkus as well, the klal is kasha zaman, v'loy kasha rasa, if they attempted to administer Misa, they attempted to give an oinish of Malkus, and they didn't succeed, then vasisim la kasha zaman. Then the witnesses get kasha zaman. But if they actually did succeed in giving out the punishment of Misa and Malkus, then Tosis says kasha zaman v'la kasha rasa. But by Mammon, Tosis thinks, even if they actually made him pay the money, there's still a punishment of kasha zaman. Not all the Rishonim agree. They point out that in Muki Yosef and the Mishnah Bava Basa Daf Nun Vav, that's our Mishnah, that the Gemara quoted on Daf Ayin. The Mishnah on Dafayin and Bava Kam, the Gemara quoted the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim about the Sholosh Nechazoke. If two witnesses testify that the Machzik was living in the field the first year, and a different pair of witnesses testify he was living on the field the second year, and a third pair of witnesses testify he was living on the field for the third year, so that's the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva says, Dava v'lechotzi Dava, you don't have a Cheskes Abatim, and we pass on like the Chachamim that's not a violation of Dava v'lechotzi Dava. So the Mishnah says over there, in that case, according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, that you do accept such testimony, Shnayim Amim, two Edim testify on the Shana Rishonim, two Edim on the Shana Shneir, two Edim on the Shana Shlishis. If you mazim all of the Edim, so all together they were trying to be Moitzi, the bias, they were trying to steal a house from the Marakama, they were all lying. The whole thing was a lie. He had no Cheskes Abatim. So it says, Muzmu, then they pay. So the Rishonim ask a kash over there, isn't it kash rasa? You don't give the punishment of kasha zamam unless bez made a gmar din. Bez made a gmar din, so that's it. So it's already kasha rasa. Bez and paskins that the house belongs to the man who's living in the house, to the machzik, does no longer, the house no longer belongs to the marakam. The house belongs to the machzik. So there's nothing to do. That's it. When they make a gmar din, it's already kasha rasa. So there's no more to do. So don't you see from the Mishnah that there is a punishment of kasha zamam even in the case of kasha rasa? So that's what Tosis claims. And then the Muki Yosef there, and the Mishnah says, no, only Kasha Zamam, not Kasha Rasa. But we assume like Tosis. The case never comes up, Halacha L'maaseh, but I mean, we assume. We haven't been done Dinei Knosis for many years. After the Churban HaBayis, there was still done Dinei Knosis. But we don't have any Smuchim anymore, so we're not able to be done. So Edim Zemimim is a Knas, the Gemara says. And Abdallah, the Gemara says, Edim Zemimim is a Knas. So therefore, Bizman said, we're not done any dinikgnosis. So we haven't had any experience in this area in quite a few centuries, but it's usually assumed the way Tosis said. The kasha zama v'la kasha rasa does not apply to mammon. So why not? So Tosis says, the reason why, because efshe b'chazor, Tosis gives two reasons. On the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, dibar masach leidim zemimim. So the first explanation, the first reason they give is efshe b'chazor. What does that mean, efshe b'chazor? So that's what Rav Naftali explains. you have no right to accept, Dezen has no right to accept the testimony of the second kat to Amazim, the first kat, if the sole relevance of the second Haggadah Seydis is to mete out a punishment of Kasher Zamam to the first witnesses. So if it's Adayin Loi Hargu, the Bezen didn't yet give the Mishta, the Bezen didn't give the Malkus yet, so it's relevant, Bezen should be Mekabel the Eidus of the second kat to reverse the Gemar Din. Not to give the Misa, not to give the Malkus. But if they already killed the first person, they already gave the Malkus, so it's irrelevant. What's the whole relevance of being Mekabel the Eidus of the second kat to Amazim the first kat? Not to reverse the Gemar Din, to stop the music that you shouldn't give the Misa, the Malkus. We gave it already. So if you gave it already, the only relevance of the Kabbalah Seidus Hashniyim is to administer the Onish of Kasher Zamam. That's not right. You only have a right to administer Kasher Zamam if it's Saga Burcha of something else. If the Haggadah Seidus of the second kat is relevant for some other parsha in the Torah. But if it's already Hargu, ain't there Rogim? The whole Haggadah Seidus of the Mezimim is only relevant to give Kasher Zamam. The Bezen has no right to be Mekabelatus. That's what Tosfos says. But if it's a case of mammon, even if the Bezen already forced the person to pay the money, now the Mekabel, the Eidus of the Mezimim, they'll reverse the Psak. They'll make the guy give back the money. Since it's Epsha Bahazara, so the Kabbalah Seidus of the Mezimim is relevant for a different, for the basic issue as to whether he owes the money or not. So once the Mekabel Eidus and Epsha Bahazara, they'll reverse the Psak and give back the money, so then the Mele will give a punishment of Kasher Zamam to the first Kat Eidim as well. So if we say like that, then it should come out in this case, Eidim Shehuk Kishu Ulu Besof Huzmu. Let's say the witnesses said, Reuven is Chayv Misa, Reuven is Chayv Malkus, or Reuven is Chayv Mammon. Chayv Misa, Malkus, Mammon. And then come another pair of Eidim, and Bez made a Gemar Din. Bez made a Gemar Din, but they didn't administer the Yoinish yet. Then comes a pair of Eidim and contradicts. It's Trey. A second pair of Eidim come and they contradict what the first pair said. So the Bezen says, wait a minute, we can't administer any Yoinish Misa because we don't know who's telling the truth. Even though we already made a Gemar Din, Lemisa, Lemalkus, or Lemammon based on the first Kat Eidim, but we can't give them the Misa. Maybe they're telling a lie. Maybe the second Kat is telling the truth. So then comes a third Kat, and the third Kat is Mazim, the first Kat. So that's where Rava says a Chiddush. If Huk Chashu, with the Besof Huzmu, even though the Kat HaRishonah was Huk Chashereti, and it's not relevant any longer to be Mekabel the Eidus of the third Kat to reverse the Psak, the Psak already was reversed based on the second Kat. It's Huk Chashu Benefesh. Nonetheless, Rava is Mechadesh that he will give the punishment of Kasher Zamam if the third cut comes in is mazim. Does that a question? According to Rav Naftali's interpretation of the Tosfos, the din should not be so. You ought to say that Hulchishu Lebesof Huzman is not chayv. So maybe that's what the Abaye holds. Mar seems to say Tosfos is not sure. Abaye on the last line Ayin Gimel Amud Beis argues with Rava. So Tosfos is not sure. Does Abaye argue Halacha LaMaisa with Rava? And he holds Hakosha Lav Tchilas Hazamehi. Well, Abai just argues that the brisa that Rava quoted to prove his point is insufficient evidence, but not that he really, maybe he agrees halacha lemaisa. Tosfos is not sure whether Abai is really disagreeing halacha lemaisa with Rava or not. And Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says explicitly that there is a machlokes other Amoraim, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar on this topic. But who chishu lebesof huzmu neharogim or not neharogim? And we pass in Huk Tushul Bsof Huzmu is Nairogim. We pass like Rava that it is Nairogim. So it sounds like it contradicts Rabbi, what's his name, Rabbi Naftali's interpretation of the Tosfos. Rabbi Naftali Trump gave his interpretation of the Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis. That sounds like Abaye Shita. Doesn't sound like the accepted opinion of Rava. Seems to be contradicted from our Gemara.
What's the logic? Why shouldn't we accept it?
It's something like some Rishonim understood Dover Balechatzi Dover, the Rif understood. He had the five Shitas. What did the Chachamim think about Dover Balechatzi Dover? So Tosfos on Ayin Amud Beis quoted the Rav Alphas. The Dover Lechatzi Dover means Bezen has no right to be Mekabelatus unless the Eidus is relevant. They're going to be Mekabelatus, they're saying Lechatzi Dover, nothing is accomplished with that, so we should be Mekabelatus, put it away in the file, and hold it there, and then if and when another Peravenim will come to say the other half of the story, the other Chatzidora, so we'll put half and a half together, we'll get a whole. So that's what the Rif said, no, you can't do that. You don't matriach Bezdin. There is no such thing that Bezdin should be Mekabalatus, which is irrelevant now, it'll become relevant later. So if you assume like that, that Bezdin can only be Mekabalatus, which is relevant, so then he says it has to be relevant for a basic din, for a fundamental din. The Kasha Zamam, that's the icing on top of the cake. First you have to have the cake. So if you have to, if you mekabel the edus of the third cut for the purpose of reversing the psak, that's one thing. But the psak was already reversed because the second cut contradicted. The first cut said he's chayv nisa, he's chayv malchus, he's chayv momen, knas, whatever. The second cut, and it was nigmar hadin alpiyim. Then the second cut just makes a trade. They contradict the first cut. So Bezin throws their hands up and said, we're not gonna act upon the case. We're not gonna administer the nisa, the malchus, or the momen. Because we don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. So we have already undone the results of the Gemar Din. Initially it was Nigmar Din Apim a long time ago. And then when the second cut comes and contradicts the first cut, so that undoes the effectiveness of the Gemar Din. So then you're going to be Mekabel, Edim are going to be Mazim, the first cut, that's solely for the purpose of Kashazam. That's what Rav Naftali suggests, Pshat and Tesis, that you have no right to be Mekabel such Edim. Edim have to tell you something relevant in a normal area of halacha, not in this area of kasha zama. Once when mekabeli edim to reverse a psak, then we'll throw in an einish of kasha zama mos. But you can't be mekabeli edim solely for the purpose of kasha zama. So that's the shaila. Our whole gemara contradicts. It's a very interesting havamina, but that may be exactly what the issue is here, and we don't. And we paskin not like that. We paskin like Rava that hukchushu lebsof huzmu. They are nerogim. Hakosha is tchilas hazamahi. So the Gemara, in order to bring rise whether yes or no, whether Rav is right or wrong, the Gemara quotes from this long Tosefta and Makis. There's a fascinating Tosefta and Makis. There is a din of Shem V'yayin that if you knock out the Shem V'yayin of an Eved K'naini, only applies to the Eved K'naini, doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Kanani, there's a lab, there's a lois essay. An essay, not a lois essay. An iser essay, liyar lemahem tavoidu. One is not permitted to be mishachar avdoi Kanani. Machlekes hatanoim in the second daf, and daf gimel amed aleph in Masechah Soto, whether you should understand liyar lemahem tavoidu, there's a reshus or a choyvon, we pass like machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. That the Olam Tavoidu is a chayva. The same similar machlekes the Gemara has by Lo Yitamo, that the koyin is not permitted to be mitamil amezim unless it's one of the zayin kreim. If it's his sister, so it says Lo Yitamo. So Rabbi Kiva says Lo Yitamo means he's obligated, he's mechuyev to be mitamil amezim, and Rabbi Shmuel says he's permitted. It's a reshus if he wants to, he may, but he's not obligated to. In the third case is Saita. Rav Ralov Ruach Kino Bikinei Sishtoi. But the Bikinei Sishtoi is a chayva. If he's suspicious that something fishy is going on with his wife, she's not being faithful to him, it's a mitzvah that he should be mekani her, he should warn her, al tistri mishploni. Oh no, it's optional. If he wants to, he may. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So we paskin that in all three cases, it's a chayva. That v'kine es ishta is a chayva, and lo yitama is a mitzvah, yimachuyiv to mimetame, and le'alamam tavoidu is a chayva, it's not a rishus. So the only way to free an Eved K'naini is by an Eved Ivri is Yotze B'sheish. An Eved K'naini is not Yotze B'sheish or B'yoivo. That's why it says, L'yoylamem Tavod. He remains an Eved K'naini forever and ever. The only time he goes free is if you knock out Shem V'yayin. So Shem V'yayin is Mefurish and Chumash, and there's Shar Chav Dal and Rashi Yevorim that's added on. The Torah Shem Baal Peh adds that on.
Rabbi, are those the same as the same point for Rashi Yevorim as that are subject to divine?
Yeah, I think it's the same ones.
Is there any
Ashfa
between the two? Except that
they're 24-24? The same Avarim. The exact same Avarim.
And within the
Dini?
Rabbi asked, where do we get this from? That the Dini is extended?
Yeah, the Gemara has a drasha. The Torah Shemal Peh has a drasha to be marbe, even on the Chumash it doesn't say. Chumash it only says Shem V'yayin. But the Torah Shemal Peh is marbe, even the 24 Rosh Avarim. 24, 10 fingers and the 10 toes. And then the 2 ears, then you have another 2 to go. With the tip of the nose, and by a zacher, you have the Eva Zacher. Those are the 24. And in addition to that, you have the Shem B'yayin. You have two eyes, and then you have all the teeth. Baby teeth don't count, only second teeth. False teeth don't count either, only real teeth. Okay. So if he knocks out the Shem B'yayin, yeah. So Shem B'yayin is a special din. What's a din? An Evik 90 belongs to me, Kishori B'chamori. It's not shaykh that I should owe money to my Evik 90. Let's say, Achoyvo B'Evik 90 Shalom. I'm not allowed to. Let's say I punch him in the nose, I harm him. So do I become mechuyif to pay nezik tzari b'shevus b'shei? You can't become mechuyif to pay yourself. What shaykh to become mechuyif to pay yourself? It's not that I'm mechuyif and there's no one to pay to. You don't become mechuyif. That's like I'll cut my arm. I'll hit myself. It's not shaykh. I'll borrow money for myself. What shaykh to become mechuyif? A person becomes mechuyif to himself. So the Evik 90 doesn't exist as an independent person who can have property. It's not shaykh. So that's why it's a peladike gemara. Gemara has maskif la Rab Zera, the last line on Dafayin Dalad and Manalfi, yes, on the whole Tosefta and Makas. What's going on? The Tosefta says that if you knock out Shen and then afterwards Ayin, so the Evet K'naini goes free with the Shen that you knocked out first, and now you have to pay the Evet K'naini the Meho Ayin like a Chavu B'Chaveru. Or if you knocked out first Ayin and then Shen, so the Evet K'naini goes free with the Ayin, then you have to pay the Meho Shen. The Meho Ayin is worth much more than the Meho Shen. You knock out a tooth, he can always buy false teeth. He always has other teeth to chew with. Knock out an eye, he only has two eyes. He's only going to have, not going to have two-dimensional vision. Knock out an eye is much greater hefsid mammon. So the Gemara says if someone knocks out the shen and the ayin of the Evik 90 goes out free with the first chavala, with the first act of chavala, and the odon is obligated to pay like a chavala b'chaver, the second one. Gemara asks, how did the Tosefta know that that's true? Tosefta says so. Maski flor abzera, that's the last line on Ayin Dalad Omen Aleph. The aim is senior saying no, nepik bieno, hippolashino, nepik bishino, sima saying hippolashino, nepik bieno, bishino. Where do you get such an idea? Ebed going free, bishen v'yayin, is a knas. It's not a mummin. It's a knas. That's what the Gemara talks about, moide b'knas potter. On Shen V'yayin, on the bottom of Ayin Dalad on the base. The Gemara says that on one occasion, Rabbi Gamliel accidentally Simei Yisein Tevi Avda, Bahari Samech Simcha Gdeila, because he wanted to free Tevi Avda, but it's an Isser. The Allah is like Rabbi Kiva, Osim L'Shach, Rabbi K'naini. So when he knocked out of Shen V'yayin, under the circumstances, he was happy that he's going to become a free man. And then Rabbi Shua told him wrong, because Meir B'Knas is Potter. Since there are no Edom, and even B'Balot says Yidei Shemayim, the Vilna Gaon points out here. That's the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, and the Taisus in Ksubis quotes it in the fourth paragraph in Ksubis. Afilu b'balot z'yedei shamayim, you accomplish nothing if you pay the knas on your own. So the Evet K'naini only goes free b'shem v'yayin. If Eidim, you have to have Eidim. You don't need Hasra, can be b'shege. You have to have Eidim, like every knas, and you have to have Bezdin of Shlosha Smuchim. He matzi b'yedim, he matzi b'dayon. You have to have a bezdin kosher with Smuchim to make a Gmardin. So then when the Bezdin makes the Gmardin, then the Evik 90 goes free. So the Evik 90 goes free, Mikana Lahabo. So if I knock that Shen the Ayin, or I knock that Ayin the Shen, so what do you mean I have to pay for the second act of Chavola? At that time, it still belonged to me. That's like Mazik, my Shor v'chamor. How can I be Mechuyif to pay to myself? He goes free, Mikana Lahabo, after the Bezdin makes the Gmardin, no? What's Taka the Din? Does the Evik 90 need a Shtar Shichrur? What's Takad Adin? When the Eved is Yotze B'Shem Be'yayin, does he need a Shtash Shichru? Or do you say, the Halacha says he goes free? If he needs a Shtash Shichru, then it's only Mikana Labo. Then it's only Mikana. You can't give a Shtash Shichru today, say that he's Yotze L'Cheris Mila Mafreya. So the Gemara has a three-way Machlaik Satanoim. How can it be three-way Machlaik Satanoim? Yes, no, sometimes. One Tana says, you always need a Shtar Shichru. What do you mean you always need? By all the 24 Rosh Hashanah plus Shem V'yayin, you always need a Shtar Shichru. One Tana says, you never need a Shtar Shichru. And the third Tana makes a compromise. He says, on the Shem V'yayin, that's Mefurish and Pasuk, there's no need for a Shtar Shichru. On the Chof Tal at Rosh Hashanah, that I learned that through the Torah Shem Alpeh, for that you do need a Shtar Shichru. So what is this Machleik is Satana? Whether you need a Shtar Shichru, you don't need a Shtar Shichru. That's a Machleik is, do you need a Shtar Shichru for the Kinyan Iser? Whenever you own an Evet K'naini, so the Ramban writes a Loshen and Kiddushin on the Abtei Zayin and Chiddushim, and the Ritva follows, and the later Rishonim, they follow this Ramban and Ritva, and Avner Miluim has in the end of the Sefer, and Evan Ezri has a whole essay on this, in the collection of Shalas Atshuvas. So he makes a big arichas on this, that when a person possesses an Evet K'naini, he has a double kinyan. He has a kinyan moment, and he has a kinyan isa. So the machlekes hatanoim, the three-way sheet, the three-way machlekes, where they need a shtashich, you don't need a shtashich, or sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, that's to be meshachar the kinyan iser. The kinyan moment is paka right away. You don't need a shtashich to be meshachar the kinyan moment. You're not allowed to be meshaber in the Eved Kanani any longer. But shem v'yayin is a knas, so you need a gemar din, you have to have a hamadah v'din. So up until the hamadah v'din, nothing changes. Shadis, after you make the hamadah v'din, so then we say the kinyan mamah disappears right away. The kinyan mamah disappears mikana lahabor right away, after Bezdin makes the gemar din. Or should I say, perhaps, that once the Bezdin makes the gemar din, it's a glowing Muslim afraid that the kinyan mamah was paka from the time of the chavolah. That's what you see from this Gemara. That's the Rashbon, Daf Lamed Gimel. Tosis and the Rashbon, Daf Lamed Gimel, early in Baba Kama, they pointed out. You see from this whole Gemara like that. The Gemara learned it out from a pasuk. Yeah, the last line on Ayin Dalad Amanav, Maskif, or Rab Zera, that was his Kasha. Maybe, see me saying that he fell a Shino, he should be out to Bein of a Shino. Who says that he goes free with the first Aver, and the Odon has to pay for the second Aver? So Abayi has a Xeris HaKosuv and Ravidi Barovin, whatever. Each one has a Pasuk. What do they say? I'm Abayi, Alechem HaKroah, Tachasein Avlo, Tachasein Avishino. Okay. He says, we learn from a Pasuk that it's not so. That the Eved goes free with the first Eved that's knocked out, and the Odin is Mukhiv to pay for the second Eved. So why is the Odin Mukhiv to pay for the second Eved? So you have to say Behechrech. You have to have a hamadah b'din. If you don't have a gemar din, it's nothing. Even b'bavlo tzedishmaim is nothing. So the shadis, if they make the hamadah b'din and the gemar din and bezdin paskins, you have to free the eved kanani. It would appear that it's a gloy milsalem afreya that the kinyan moment was poka from the time of the chavala. So when he knocked out the second aver, then he has to pay him for that aver because he was already a ben charin on his own. The machlekes, the three way machlekes tatanim, where they need a shtashich, you don't need a shtashich. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. On the Shem V'yayin, you don't. On the Choftal Rosh Hashanah, you do need a Shtashich. That Shtashich is story, that's for the Kinyan Issa. La'atira bebas Yisrael. But as far as the Kinyan Mammon is concerned, that you see behechrech from the Gemara. That after the Bezin makes a Hamara B'din and a Gemara Din, then it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya that the Kinyan Mammon was Poka from the time of the Chavolah. Is this true regarding all Knosses? That in every single Knoss, you need a Hamara B'din. Before Hamara B'din, there isn't even a Chiyah B'balot Sidei Shemayim. But after you make the Hamara B'din, then it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that the Chiyah of Knoss was there from day number one, from the Shas HaHezek, let's say, Chatzin Nezek short time. So it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that he owed him the Chatzin Nezek Mishas HaHezek. So that's also an Ofen Gemara. If you say Yuchla Tashor, that's on Lamed Gimel. If you say these two cases are for sure like that, the Eved being Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin and the Palganiska Knossa, we pass in Palganiska Knossa. According to the opinion, Palganiska Mamayna Chatzin Nezek is Mamin, that's a Machlekes Amaroyim on Daf Tezvav. On Tezvav Amaral, going over to Tezvav Amabes. Machlekes Rapapa says it's Mamin, Rav Hunabed Rabbi Shur says the Chatzin Nezek of a short time is Knoss. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion on Tezvav Amabes, V'Hilchasa. We paskin that it's knas. Yeah. We paskin that it's knas. So this is mefurish in the Gemara. These two for sure. That by chatzin nezik of short time of knas and the evit knaini yotze b'shen v'yayin v'rosh ha'ivorim, that's going to be after you'll need a Gemara din. After the hamar of din and Gemara din, we will declare that it's a gloy Muslim afreya that the chi of mammon existed from the maisa ha'chavola and that the short time already belonged to the Nizik Mishas HaChavola, Mishas HaHezik that it did. That's Bufurish in the Gemaras. Shadis, what would you say regarding Kefal Dalavehe Oynis Mefatim Oitzishem, all the other Knosses in the world? They're also, if the best makes a Gemar Din, it's a glowing Muslim afraid that the Chiv was there, Milach HaTchil Mishas HaHezik, or no? So that's not so explicit. That's problematic. But we had a Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik's Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik's Rambam didn't really prove the story. Rav Soloveitchik's Rambam was talking about Chatzin Nezik of short time. That's Muchach in the Gemara. That the Rishonim say Chatzin Nezik of short time, and the Eved Knaini's Yotze Berosh Yevorim. These are the two that are Mefurish in the Gemara. That it's Chalam Afre. What was his Rambam? The Gemara said it was a Machlekes Hatanoim where the short Hefkir Shoharagas Odom gets the death penalty or not. Where's that machlekes? A mem dalet on the base. Shor Hamidbar. The correct reading in the Mishnah is Shor Hamidbar. A wild animal from the desert. There was a balabas had yard site for his father, so he was learning Mishnah, so he thought that it said Shor Hamedaber. He thought there's a Mishnah that talks about a shor that can speak. So that's a mem dalet on the base is Mishnah. The Shor Hamidbar. Or Shor Gershameis Mein Lo Yorshin. Shor Shal Hefker. In order to be chayv misa, the Tanakhama holds not a punishment to the Baal HaShor, it's a punishment to the Shor. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Shor HaMidbar v'Shor HaGer Shein Lo Yorshim, Shein Lo Yorshim, Pturim Min HaMisa L'fi Shein Lohem Bailim. So it sounds like it's a machlokes HaTanaim. The famous machlokes, the Ramban and the Mor HaNevuchim on Parshas Noach, it says, Miyat Kol Chayed Rishenu. The Rabban Shalom says, I'm going to punish any animal that kills a person. So the Rambam writes in Mor HaNevuchim that Hashor Yisokel, he gives skila to the shor for killing a human being, is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. That you kill a shor, you take away a shor, you kill a shor, and you say that he has to pay kofar. That's all the punishment to the Baal HaShor. He says, not a punishment to the shor. Shor doesn't have enough sechel to know that he's doing anything wrong by killing a human being. That's what the Rambam writes in Mor HaNevuchim. It's a punishment to the Baal HaShor. So the Ramban is Takasha. That would be nice if the din would have been accepted like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shor Hamidbar is not Chai Misa Lefi Shein Lehem Bailam. But we don't pass like that. We pass like that Tanakama, that Shor Hamidbar Shahar Gesodim is Chai Pskila, Harielach Hayov Misa, is Chai Pskila. So you see, it's a punishment to the Shor. Either the Shor is Alav Bardas, Shor is Alav Bardas. Ramban says, Shor is Alav Bardas, he doesn't understand how to learn Baba Kama. So Labba doesn't understand how to enjoy a movie, doesn't understand mathematics, doesn't understand Macholas Asuris and Shabbos and Kashris and Taras HaMishpocha. But it has enough sechel to understand that he's not allowed to kill a human being. That much sechel every animal has. So the Ramban argues with the Ram. So this is a problem. L'chor, the Ramban has a strong point. L'chor, that's exactly the Machlokes Abiyun and the Rabbanan. Whether the death penalty that's given to the Shor Shahargas Adam, is that Betoris an Onish to the Shor or Betoris an Onish to the Baal HaShor? So the Gemara says they're a chiddush. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. The Shor Hefker Shaharagas Adam is Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shor Hefker is Potem and Amisa Lefi Shein Lehabailim. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What if you have a Shor? My Shor, the Shor belongs to me. My Shor kills someone, and then I'm Mafker the Shor afterwards. Do you say that since at the time that the Shor was Horag, it belonged to me, so I deserve the punishment? So Beznes should chase after the Shor and give it the death penalty, even though now, by now, that Beznes is chasing after it now, I was already mafke the Shor. But he's saying, no, since it no longer belongs to me, so it's not shach to punish the Shor. So the Gemara quotes a brisa within Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that a Shor hefker Shor was on his chai misa anyway. There's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara quotes a brisa within Rabbi Yehuda that even a nogach vachakach hifkir, nogach vachakach higdish, yes, Alkein Amar Rabbi Yehuda. More than that, here, seven lines from the bottom of Mem Dalet on the base. Tanya Nami Yochi, yes, Alkein Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Not only Ashor Hefke Shaharag, Afil the Nogach with the Besov Hifkir is also Pata from Misa Shenema, Behuad Bevalov, Ashetahim Misa, Vahamar Bedin, Shavin Kiechot. The animal has to belong to the same owner, to the same Baila, Bishas HaHezek, when he kills the person, and Bishas Hamar Bedin. But if he was mafke the shor after the shas hamisa, and someone else was zechem and a hefker, then he will not give the death penalty. So the Gemara says over there, Asher tehemisa mahamara bedin shavin kiyechot. Frag the Gemara, it's enough with hamara bedin. Gemara din loy beinon. Frag the Gemara, Gemara din loy beinon. Five lines from the bottom. B'hashor yisokol b'gemara din hu aleim azog azoy. The Brisa should say Asher tehemisa mahamara bedin gemara din. Shavin Kiyachot. The Gemara says you gotta have that it should not be Hefker at the time that the Shor kills an Adam, at the time that the Bezdin is discussing the case, the Hamar Bedin, and the Gemara Din has to be Shavin Kiyachot. The Shor has to belong to the same Baal HaShor. So the Rambam didn't quote the Gemara's Maskat. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like the Rabbanah. But when it gets to Andaf Yud Gimel on the base, the Gemara says that a Shor Hefker Shehizik is not Chayef to pay. Who's not chayv to pay? Means that normally we say yuchlat ashor lenizik. So over here, if it's a shor hefke shehizik, we will not apply yuchlat ashor lenizik. So the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes that not only will we not apply Yuchlat Hashor if at the time of the Hezek, when the Shor did the Hezek of Keren, it didn't have an owner, even if at the time of the Hezek the Shor had a Bailam, he had an owner, but the owner was Mafkir, the Shor later on. So the Rambam says also going to be Potter. Ashitehi Misa v'hamar b'din shavin ke'echod. It shouldn't be Hefka, not Bishas Misa, not Bishas Hamar b'din. And the Rambam failed to mention the Gemar din. The Gemara made a whole stink about that. The Gemara made a whole fuss. The Gemara says, the Gemara din loy b'inan. What happened to the Gemara din? The Gemara says, no, that's what it means. So if the Gemara made a whole tzimis about that, that you need misa v'hamara b'din a Gemara din, everything should be shavin ki'echod. So how come the Rambam writes, all you need is misa v'hamara b'din shavin ki'echod? He didn't write Gemara din. That's the Meiri points out. The Meiri Adafi Gimel points out that the Rambam Mepis didn't quote the Maskonas HaGemara. There's something fishy in the Rambam. He quotes the Gemara's Havamina, then the Gemara touched up the Brisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't difficult. He said the Gemara touched up the Brisa, Misa V'amal Din, the Gemara Din, because they're talking about Din and the Foshes. The original Brisa, Mem Dalan on the base, is talking about Ashur Shehemis HaSa'odam, Ashur Shehorg HaSa'odam. And it's only the Brisa is only Alibah the Rabbi Yudah. Yes, Alkeinam Rabbi Yudah. The Rabbanah hold that even a Shor Hefkir Shaharigas Adam is also Chayim Misa. But the Brisa is only talking within Rabbi Yudah that a Shor Hefkir Shaharigas is not Chayim Misa. So yes, Alkeinam Rabbi Yudah. Not only a Shor Hefkir Shaharag is not Chayim, a Shor Shaharigas Adam. V'ahakach Hefkiro is also Potam. So the Gemara says there it has to be Misa v'hamad b'din gemar din shavikechad. When you're talking about din and nefashos, you have to have a gemar din. But when the we don't paskin like Rabbi Yudah, we paskin a shor hefker shaharges adam is chayiv misa. So it's not going to affect any change if you're going to be mafker the shor. It's chayiv misa whether it's hefker or it's not hefker. So the only time the Rambam quotes this din that it has to belong to a bailim is by a shor shehizik, not by a shor shaharges adam, a shor sheosa hezik. So Shosha Asa Hezek, even about Chatzi Nezek, which Karen Tama is a Knas, the Rambam apparently thinks that you don't need a Gemar Din. Gemar Din is not really a separate entity. It's not the same Gemar Din by Din and Nefoshes and by Malkus creates the Chiv. Before Gemar Din, there is no Chiv. After Gemar Din, there is a Chiv. But by Knas, apparently the Rambam thinks that the Gemar Din doesn't create the Chiv. It's just that it has to be Alpi Bezdin. If you might have been knas before you go to the bezin, so it's an oynish. There's no oynish al piyatzma. Knas has to be an oynish, and it has to be bezin has to be manish, based on external hoychachas, not based on what he himself says. If it's a self-imposed oynish, or he admits himself that he owes it, so that's not considered an oynish. The Rambam just quotes Ashitei Misa v'Hamara b'Din Shavin Keechod. The Gemara Din is the end of the Hamara b'Din. It's not that the Gemar Din is a separate entity by Malkus and by Misa. The Gemar Din is a separate entity that creates the Chi of Malkus and Misa. But the Gemar Din by Knas doesn't really create the Chi of Knas. The Chi of Knas was there all along. It's just that it has to be Alpi Bezdin. So as long as you have Amara Bedin later, that's considered Alpi Bezdin. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, from this is a Hechocha, from this Ramam is a Hechocha, that every case of Knas, the Chi of Knas is always Chalam Afreya. But it's not. It doesn't really prove the point. Here we're talking about Chatzi Nezek of Shor Tam. Chatzi Nezek of Shor Tam, everybody agrees. The two knosses that everyone agrees that are not subject to dispute are Shen V'Yayin, because of our Gemara. The Gemara had a Tosefta in Makkos that says Beferish like that. People are Shina B'Sima saying you have to pay. So you see that he's Yotze L'Cheris, the Kinyan Iser is Yotze L'Cheris, Igloi Musalem Afreya. You need a Gemara Din later. That's the bottom of Ayin Dalar on the base. But if they make the Gemar Din, they say, Gloin the Muslim Afred, the Abaknani went free, the Kinyamam was Poka, in the time that the Odin was Chevelbo. And the same thing, the Chatzinezek of Shar Tam, that's a Mefurish Gemar. That is a Yuchla Tashor, there's going to be Gloin Muslim Afreya. So this Rambam doesn't really prove conclusively that he holds by every Knas. The Rambam happens to be talking about Chatzinezek of Shar Tam, so Chatzinezek that the Gemara says like that, that that's going to be Gloin Muslim Afreya. Doesn't necessarily prove for every knas. Yeah, there is a din of kasha zamam that doesn't appear in the Mishnayos in Makkos, but the Gemara says it here in Bava Kama and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara has it in Makkos. The Gemara has a din like this. Let's say the Edim testify that Reuben owes Shimon $1,000. and they don't know what they're talking about. They weren't there. It happens that it's true. Reuven does owe Shimon $1,000. The Edom heard from Shimon. Shimon told the Edom the truth, that they owe me $1,000. Come and testify. They come in to give Eid a shekel. We were there. We saw the way he gave Havah. They weren't there. They didn't see the Havah. But it happens that it is true, that he did borrow the money. He did owe him $1,000. So what's the din if you mazim the Edom zoymim him, you mazim them imano yisim ha'makum pleini? But then we ascertain on our own that the truth of the matter is that he really did owe him this money. So then the Gemara has a chiddush that you don't pay kasha zama. So the Gemara says the same thing. Let's say, if I attempted to give misa to someone, I attempted to give malchus to someone, and then the mazim misa, they give me misa, they give me malchus, but what if it turns out I attempted to give him misa malchus? The truth of the matter was he was chayv misa malchus. He was chayv misa malchus. So then the Gemara says the same thing. You're not going to give me the misa malchus. But then the Gemara says, when is it going to be that he was chayv misa malchus? If at the time that the witnesses testified falsely that Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos on Shabbos Parshas Vayetze, and the witnesses came yesterday. So if there was not yet a Gemar Din, no one made, the Bezdin didn't make a Gemar Din that he's Chayiv Misa, or that say he ate Chaza, and he's Chayiv Malkus. And the truth of the matter is that he did eat Chaza, and the Bezdin is going to give him Malkus, but they didn't make a Gemar Din yet. So then, even if they'll make the Gemar Din, the Bezdin will be Mekabalatus, they'll make a Gemar Din before they'll be Mazim, the first Kat Edom. The Edom come and testify last week that Reuven deserves Misa or Malkus for Chilul Shabbos or for eating Chaza. And then Bezna makes a Gemar Din. Bezna makes a Gemar Din. They're supposed to give the Einish Misa the very next day. They're supposed to give the Malkus the very next day. You have Alanis Adin, then they're supposed to give. For some reason or another, they didn't give the next day. Busy, somehow or another. And then it comes out, another pair of Edom come, and they say, Reuven does deserve Misa or Malkus. He was Mechalel Shabbos on that day. They're not going to be Huzmo. And it'll be Nigmar Din based on the second Kat Edom. So then the Gemara says, we will still give the Einish Misa Malkus to the Edom Zemim. Because at the time that they testified, it wasn't yet Nigmar Adin Al Pihem. If it would have already been Nigmar Adin Al Pihem before they testified, so then the man is already Chayiv. The man is really Chayiv Misa Amamun. He is Chayiv Misa Malkus. When it comes to Mamun, you don't need Amad Bidin. If it's going to turn out later, Igloi Muslim Afred, that he really did borrow the money, he owed the money, even though it wasn't ascertained till later, then the Edom Zanimim won't have to pay Kasha Zama. But when it comes to Misa and Malkus and the Knas, that the Gemara says it has to be Omad Bedin before they came and they testified. So doesn't that Gemara seem to imply that just like Misa and Malkus, the Bezin has to create the Chi of Misa, they have to create the Chi of Malkus by Gemar Din, so by Knas also, the Gemara said the same thing by Knas. If it was already Nigmar Adin before the Edom gave the Eid a Sheker. If it's ready Nigmar Din before, then the Gemara says if we'll be Mazm the Edom, we won't give him Kasha Zama, because he already owes the money. But if it wasn't yet Nigmar Din, even though the truth of the matter was, he did knock out the Eved Shem V'Yayin. But the Gemara says if it wasn't yet Nigmar Din, then we will punish the Edom. They will have to pay Kasha Zama. So the simple reading in the Gemara seems to say that Knas is exactly the same, and again to this din, that Knas is exactly the same as Misa and Malkus. And just like Misa and Malkus, the Bezin creates the Chiyah Misa. When they make a Gemara, the Bezin creates the Chiyah Malkus. So to buy Knas, the Bezin creates the Chiyah of Knas. Not that it's going to be Gloy Muslim Afreya. Because the Gemara puts the two together. Unless you say that by Misa and Malkus is also like that. Maybe Misa and Malkus also. When a man is Mechal Shabbos, a Rebbe Rabbi Zora, he murders someone, maybe take it from me out. He's Chayiv Misa. It's not that the Bezin has to make a Gemar Din to create the Chayiv Misa. We usually assume that the Bezin has to create the Chayiv Misa. They make a Gemar Din, they create. Yesh Me'ayin, they create a Chayiv Misa. Maybe it's not true. Because the Gemar puts it together with Knas. How do they know to put together Knas with Malkus and Misa? So that's a Rabbi Chana Vassaman quotes from the Shittim Kubetzis on the fourth Perik in Ksubis. In Perik Narish and Espat. So the Shittim Kubetzis interprets in the Gemara Beferish like that. Then when someone is Mechal Shabbos, take it from Yad, it's Chayiv Skilo. You don't need a Bezdin to make a Gemar Din. You need a bezin to make a gemar din because you can only administer the einish skila as an einish. An einish has to be administered by bezin mibachutz. If he's going to give himself skila, that's not meaningful. So that's why you need amad bedin. But you don't need a hamad bedin to make, to create the chiyav misa. No, the chiyav misa is there from the time that he murdered, or from the time that he was mechal Shabbos or Rebbe Avodah Zarah, whatever the aveh was. The chiyav malchus is there, the chiyav misa is there, the chiyav knas is there, all along. That's what Rabbi Chana claims. He has a shita mekubetzus like that. And Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the Gilyan HaShas on Makis, in the first Perek, as well as the Ktsoisin's brother, wrote a little sefer, Truma Sakri and Chayshim Ishma, so they both write the same pshat on the Gemara in Makis, that it's not so. They both suggest that the Bezin has to create the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Malkis by making a Gemar Din. The Gemar Din creates the Chiyav. Until Gemar Din is done. The Abba Din, after Gemar Din, something does change, that is a Gavra Ketila, that's a different Din. Let's say I was Mechal Shabbos and I deserve Skila, and Bezin made a Gemar Din. And then someone comes and they shoot me because they don't like me. Not because they want to fulfill the Kiyam Einish Misa Bezin. They never like me, but they're afraid to start up the Bezin will give them the death penalty. So now that Bezin made a Gemar Din Lemisa, so they come and they shoot me. So the Din is that after Bezin already made a Gemar Din Lemisa on me, I'm considered a Gavra Ketila. So Hahargo ain't a Nerigo love. If anybody will kill me, they won't get the death penalty. But if they kill me before the Gemar Din of the Bez, then said, Ahargo is Naragolov. I'm not yet a Gavrek Tilos. And that's the question, what does that mean? Does that necessarily imply that the Bezin's Gemar Din creates the Chi of Misa? Oh, no, Gavrek Tilos is a different word. The Chi of Misa is there from the time that he did the Aveira. The Gemar Din is considered as if the Kiyam HaOinish took place already. He's a Gavrek Tilos, considered as if the Oinish was already fulfilled. Like we said the Pshat in say, Tenloy. The Gemar Din is already there. When Bezin says Ish Plani Ata Zake, Ish Plani Ata Chai, when the Bezin says Say Tenloi, that's considered the Kiyam Hoinish. It's considered, since Bezin has the power of Hefke Bezin Hefke, so when they say Say Tenloi, it's considered as if they already did the Tashlumin. So maybe over here, when the Bezin makes the Gemar Din, that's considered the Gavra Ketila, is considered as if they already did the Kiyam Hoinish. So that's the debate. That's the debate. So Rabbi Chana quotes the Shita Mekubetzus in the fourth Perek in Ksubis. Even by Misa and Malkus also, the Chiv Misa and Malkus is Chal Tekef and Miyad, on the condition that there will be a Gemar Din Al Yidei Bezin later on. Once you have a Gemar Din, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. He was really Chai Misa from the time he was Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega and the Trumas Akri understood in the Gemara otherwise. They understood that the Chiv Malkus and the Chiv Misa doesn't begin in the first place until Bezna makes the Gemar Din.
What about Ben Sorer Bor then? If he Baruch Hashlo Nigmar Dino V'Yachar Kach He Gives Akad Atat Tom Chotem Mishni Nigmar Dino Baruch V'Yachar Kach He Gives Akad Atat Tom Chai.
Yeah. After the Gemar Din he remains Chai Nisa. Yeah. After the Gemar Din, he remains Chayiv Misa, even though he's now in a state that he wouldn't be able to make a Gemar Din, because he gives Zalkan Atachtam. Yeah.
It says that he's Chayiv.
There's more to it, but the Mishnah says that Nigmar Adin, Motzino, Solosaklo. There's an adjacency between the Nigmar Adin and then the Onish. Right. The Chiyuv is still from the time of the Adin. Yeah, that's clear. You have to have a Gemar Din. That's a Pasuk and Masay. You can't administer a Misa's Bezdin or a Malkus until Bezdin makes a Gemar Din. But the Shabbos is, what is the nature of the Gemar Din? Does the Gemar Din create the Chiyuv Misa and Malkus? Oh no, the Gemar Din is the Tchilas Kiyam Ha'inish already. The Chiyuv is already there from the Shas Maisa Avera. But it's just, it has to be administered the Torah Sainish, so to administer the Torah Sainish, you require that Bezin should make a Gemar Din in advance. No, that's for sure, no. No.
That's a piece of Chiyuv. What's the difference? Why did all the Pesach Bezin, the conflict was Mavara, that the Chiyuv is Chal and Afreya?
But a person, I don't think so, a person has a chi of Misa is not yet called a Gavra Ketila. Once he's dead, then he's a Gavra Ketila. So if you say that Bezdin's Gemar Din is the Tchilas Kiyam HaOinash, So after the Yoinish is called the Gavra Ketila. But Mishas Maisa Avera, there's a Chi of Misa. After the Gemar Din, then you already have the Tchilas Kim Hoinish. So the Kim Hoinish makes him into a Gavra Ketila. What if someone kills a...
No, if between the Psak and the Maisa. That's why he had Misa on himself. It's just, it's not Nisbariya. After the Psak, Nisbariya, Freya, it was Mukhiyad Misa.
Mazik in between is a Mishnah and Erchin in the first parak that Yizchayev, yeah. Some Rishonim had a wild opinion, some Achronim had such a wild opinion that the Gemara says, Kam Levi Derabbanan has to be Biyidna. So they learned Biyidna just means if the Chi of Mammon precedes, at first I become Chayev Mammon, then later I become Chayev Misa, so it doesn't knock out Lamafreya, the Chi of Mammon that already said it. But at first I'm Chayev Misa, then later on I do a Maisa Hezek. So once I'm a Chal Shabbos in my lifetime, I'm Pater from any Hezek Mikan of Ahaba. The Yoylam Vod, I'm Pater. So they say it's against the Mishnah, it's against the whole Sukkah in the first Perek in Erchen. It says, Hayotze Li Sokil, Bezen Meida Gemar Din, and they're about to give him the Misa, and he's the Hezek, so it says that he's Chayev to pay. He is Chayev to pay. In order to have come Levi Derab, you have to have Biyidna. The Chi of Mammon and the Chi of Misa have to be simultaneous. It's not simultaneous. But after the Gemar Din is called the Gavra Ketila. Before the Gemar Din is not called the Gavra Ketila. So that's a Shaila. What changed? The Gemar Din created the Chi of Misa? Until Gemar Din there wasn't a Chi of Misa? No, the Chi of Misa was there. After Bezin is Mavar, that he really was Machal Shabbos, he really ate Chazer, it's a Gloy Muslim Afre, he deserved Misa or Malkus from that time on. But the Gemar Din is the Tchilas Kim Hoinish. So Gavra Ketila is a different halacha. That's the big machlokes over here. So Rabbi Kevega and the Trumas HaKri say the normal way. That on Misa in Malkus, the Gemar Din has to create the Chiv. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik was assuming. He said, the Gemara on Daf Mem Heim Beis that says, Achatei Misa v'amare b'dinik Gemar Din Shavim Ke'echot, that's within Reb, on Mem Dalanam Beis. That's within Reb Yudah, that Ashor Hefke Shoharav is not Chayiv Misa. So you have to have Misa v'hamara b'din Gemar Din Shavim Ke'echot, it should belong to the bottom. If he's mafkid before the Gemar Din, the Shor is not going to be Chayiv Misa. But by Knas, the Rambam didn't quote it. The Rambam doesn't quote the whole din over here by Misa. The Rambam holds that Ashor Hefke Shoharak is Chayiv Misa. He only quotes it by Knas, by Chatzin Nezik of Shor Tam. So by Knas, the Rambam left out Gemar Din. Because Gemar Din is not a separate entity. Yeah, so that he's splitting between Misa and Malkus on the one hand, and Knas on the other hand. He was assuming that by Misa and Malkus, like Rabbi Kevega and the Trumas Sakri, you need a Bezen Mesek Mardin to create Yesh Meyai, to create a Chi of Misa, to create a Chi of Malkus, and by Knas is not so. But there are those who, Rabbi Chana quotes the Rishonim, who disagree even by Misa and Malkus. The Chi of Misa, Chi of Malkus is there. Gloy Milsa Mafreb is there all along. When the Shas Maisa Ho Avera. In Ksubis, yeah. It's on the Mishnah that he mentioned before. The Mishnah, the Gemara discusses a person, you could have made a Gemar Din on him, but now time went by, so now the Ben Saramar is already Hikib Zakan Atachton, or the girl is already Bogeris. So what kind of a Gemar Din are you going to make? Sorcha v'lebesov Bogra. She was Mizane when she was an Eshishish, and Narib Sula, so she deserved Skila. But then she became a Bogeris. So a Bogeris is in, so it's only Chayiv Chenek. It's not Chayiv Shkila. But here she did this nus when she was a Naira Hamarasa, but we didn't make the Gemar Din then. So can you make a Gemar Din later? So the Gemara discusses, how does this compare to the Mishnah increases? That a person was Machal Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, then before he has the chance to bring the Korban, they appoint him as the Melech. They appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. Or he was the Melech at the time, he was the Kohen Gadol at the time, he was Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg. He became Mechuyev to bring one type of Echatos, and then they fire him. About Ois Melech, Ois Kohen Gadol. So which carbon does he bring? So Gemara discusses, how do these cases compare? So in that discussion, the Shita Mekubetzes shows from the Gemara, that the Gemara seems to be assuming that the Chiyav Misa is Chal right away, when the person does the Aver, and the Chiyav Malka is Chal right away. It's not that the Gemar Din of the Bezin creates the Chiyav Misa. Okay. We'll be in that tomorrow. We'll continue.